Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is February 20th, 2018. It's a Tuesday morning, and this week I am determined to talk about believing in ourselves, accepting our own happiness, not realizing that it is really a hard thing for people to do. And it's not because they don't know how to be happy, or we don't know how to be happy, or I don't know how to be happy. It's just that sometimes it scares us because we're scared it's going to go away if we accept it. Some people won't try certain things, because if they try, what happens? It could go away. And I realized that accepting happiness, it's not that we don't want it. It's not that we don't know how to get there. Sometimes we might even believe in ourselves. But we're so invested in our way of life and in our way of thinking that it's hard to be someone we don't know who we are yet and to grow into knowing who that person is. A great example of this would be the study they did about people who won the lottery. People who won the lottery, they say within 5 years, are broke. But you would think, we all want money. We all want that kind of money. We all want to, we think money equals resting, traveling, you know, just feeling like we don't have to worry about the bills. But they weren't comfortable. They've never had that money. And to go from nothing or little or barely to everything is a huge emotional leap. So they unconsciously, subconsciously get themselves back to where they were, because that they know how to do. They just know how to do it. And we do it all the time. Sometimes we're dating someone and we really like them and it scares us. And we might find a reason to mess with the relationship, to test the relationship until we can acclimate to the fact that we're worth being loved. These points in time where we transition from who we are to what we have wanted, from who we are to what we have wanted, those are some of the hardest times in our lives, because we are not prepared emotionally for those changes. I've seen it. I've done it. I'm kind of going through it right now without even realizing as I'm speaking that I'm doing it too. I'm transitioning in a couple of ways, double whammy right now, from a place I used to know a while ago, a long time ago, what it felt like to be stable financially, where I'm not every day waking up, plugging a hole and putting so much energy into it. I feel like I've worked all day. It takes up, it zaps me. But I got used to it. It's been a long time. And as I'm slowly coming out of the woods, and thank God it's slowly, because even at this pace, it's really hard. I mean, I'm not at a place where I can be a philanthropist yet, at least not financially. But I'm just starting to think that maybe I won't even have to worry about next month. I thought it would happen a little sooner. In December, I thought January. In January, I thought this month, but I guess it's going to be the end of this month, hopefully. But the thought of it, I realized I was the one putting it off. I just realized that this Sunday. It was me. I might have waited to do the budget part. I might have waited to do this part. And normally I'm like, whoop, 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 somebody needs something. I got it done. And I didn't. And I realized on Sunday, I said, I'm scared to be okay, aren't I? I got so used to struggling and living within that struggle that I didn't even know if I would know who I was if I wasn't struggling. Do I want that happiness? Do I want that peace of mind? Yes. Do I want my time back that I've spent trying to plug holes all these times? Yes. Of course. That's like the no-brainer. But it wasn't such a big no-brainer. It surprised me. I realized that, and this was maybe a month ago or so, that I became a really good beggar, and I did really good at it. I begged to continue doing this work. Doing this work, I was a philanthropist, which was pointed out to me. But I did it with my time and my energy and my love. That's how I paid. And I felt like I was getting paid when I knew people's lives were understood by them. It made me happy. If I knew that someone got it, and I'd have to be patient while they were angry, while they were mad, while they were learning. But I knew if I gave them an answer, they weren't going to understand it until they got there. And then once they'd understand it, and the light would turn on, and they'd go, oh my God! That's what happened to me Sunday about myself. We never stop learning. And me having seen Christ definitely didn't give me any answers. It gave me discoveries through experience. And I've been running on empty, truly, since before I saw Christ, but at least then my time was going into working, even though that wasn't, you know, an end all. It was taking care of things, and I probably could have lived the rest of my life that way and never gave it another thought. There would have been no reason not to. Even after I saw Christ, I continued to work. Even after I saw Christ, I went back to work. But then I realized I couldn't do this, whatever doing this means. So it's been very interesting to realize that I was part of my problem, because I got so accustomed and adapted to having the firestorms, the plugs I need to just keep plugging, to the point where there would be times like I'd be like, gosh, life isn't worth chasing that. But I had to know it. Every single stitch of the way, so that I can understand that mind. And I remember clearly about 2 weeks ago going, you know what, God? I think you covered all your bases on this one. It's time for me to learn something else. And I knew that something else has been in the works, but I was scared of it. And I'm not scared of much, and I didn't even know I was scared of it. I don't want to use the word scared, because scared makes it feel like I don't want to face it. I do want to face it. I just didn't know I was putting it off because it was that definite in me to get out. But at the same time, I had to redefine my brain, give my brain a different program to run on, one that has the time to do everything, because I can't be the person doing all the admin stuff and the person who's going to speak that night and do this and do that. By then, I can't. It's like when they say, you know, you can only ride one horse at a time. I was riding a few horses, and then to top off riding a few horses, I was plugging holes. And I wondered why I was so busy. And Liam says in the chat, the time wasn't right, but anyway, it is now. Yes, because I had to learn every single nuance of what we face as people. And that was the longest one out of all the lessons that I had to deal with and to learn. The money one was the longest one because it affects, one, the most people. And in the 15 years, it'll be 16 years in April, since I've seen Christ, most of them have been a roller coaster ride financially. When I had the family and I had the 6 kids and, you know, now everybody's an adult, but at that time, holy cow, if somebody would have told me, you're going to go through all of this, I would have ran for the hills. But when you're in it, you deal with it one day at a time. It's the only way you can. So what happens? Can you accept your own happiness? Ask yourself in your own life, right now, is there something I'm not doing because I'm afraid that I'll actually be happier than I am now because I'm used to being the one who either complains, overanalyzes, waits till tomorrow, knows that happiness will come one day. I have to tell you guys, the people who say it'll come one day, that's hard. Because when that day comes, sometimes you don't even recognize it. Because you have to learn to accept it. You have to learn to accept it. So how do you do that? You have to break it down into days. And every day you have to say to yourself, and I'm doing this as we speak. I say, God, please, let me accept the love. Let me accept the empowerment, because he told me not to use the word help me anymore. I cannot say I need help. I need to make ends meet at the end of the month because that's the only place I needed help. And every single time I do, it pulls me completely out of my comfort zone. And I get really embarrassed afterwards. And sometimes, I mean, I can't thank people enough. And then I get really emotional and I just like wear out that very day. Like I almost, you know, just like I'm comatose. And I have that routine. And then I just get back to work. And then I've not stopped a lot of things, but slowed a lot of things down because I did need more capital to run them. And I couldn't ask anymore. I stopped. Something in me made me stop ever asking for help. So one day I'm walking, and Christ said to me, and I told you guys this in a show a few weeks ago, but I don't know if you remember it, but he said, never use the word help again. Use the word empowerment. Because not everybody has this particular issue. A lot of people do. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people know that everything around them costs more than what they make. A lot of people use credit. That's something I refused to do because I didn't want to scare myself even further. But when Christ said, turn the word around from help to empowerment, I took a deep breath. And I thought, oh, that's what that was all that time. That's what that was all that time. That is what happened. But just changing the word from a helpless word, because that's how sometimes we feel when we need help, to being empowered to continue to do this work, that made me feel a little better. And I also ask God every day, please allow me to accept love from someone who loves me. Not to be scared of it, because I've been manipulated so heavily before and I didn't know it. And now I can see it. So when you feel like you can't accept your own happiness, and I don't mean this in a religious way or non-religious way. I just do it. Ask God to help you. You'll be surprised what happens. Because what happens when you ask is you start to become conscious of what you asked for. And you start to realize that you actually needed help in that way. Sometimes we don't ask for that. Instead of asking to be able to accept the love given you, you might ask for someone to love you. But you don't realize that the hiccup isn't someone loving you. Someone can love you all day long. But what can you accept? And what does that look like when you accept your happiness? You accept someone's love to you. You accept that you're in a different situation, that you've grown out of. Ever since I had that car accident, whatever existed in my life before it was gone. Not because it was bad, not because it was good, it just was gone. It's like I outgrew that life, and all of a sudden, there's this like white road and there's nothing on it, not even a tree yet. And now I have to find this new world. And sure enough, it was like my brain knew. I have to meet certain people. I have to go certain places. I have to do certain things. And ever since that car accident, cannot stop my brain. I cannot stop it from just thinking, all I have to do is speak. It's all I have to do. Just get, and that's all I tell anyone. If whatever we're doing doesn't put me on a stage, don't do it. It's all I could think. I feel like my son, who's autistic and can only play baseball, I am only there. So it must, it is, it will be. Actually, it's here, and I get it. But whatever's going on in your life, whatever you're thinking about that you can do, and you know you can, today, not tomorrow, very important that it's today, put some time towards it. And the thing that scares you the most to start, because you don't know if you will know who you are once you've arrived at the door of your dream or the door of what you want to do in your life. You don't know if you can accept it. That's where you need to be. That feeling of being uncomfortable. Not so uncomfortable that you want to run for the hills, but just uncomfortable enough to know you're embarking on a new part of you. Is exactly what you should try. If you're scared to date, the worst thing that could happen is someone can say no. If you're scared to love, the worst thing that can happen is that you stay silent until you learn how to accept it. But try. If there's a job that you love, go for it. The people who get it are only the people who go for it. I remember my dad, you know, he was just so smart. He had like a fourth grade education. But at that time, that was normal. They used to take people out of school and make them work and do all of these things. But he'd always say, the guy who gets the date is the guy who asks. Because when he first came to America, he couldn't believe. He's like, these women are beautiful and they're going out with these men. And how did that man get that woman? Because he's looking at himself. He wanted to get that woman and he thought, well, how did he get her? The beautiful women. I mean, he couldn't believe what he was seeing. So then one day he was in a position to ask a really beautiful woman, how did you meet this man? And she said to him, not many people asked me on a date. My looks actually worked against me. People were scared to ask me, and he asked me. And ever since then, my dad would say, the guy who gets the date is the guy who asks. Sometimes the difference between you doing what you love and not doing it is putting yourself in a position to ask for it. Even if it's just you you're asking for permission from, because you're the one that's going to either put you there or take you out or keep you out or keep you away. But that happiness that we want, we have to prepare ourselves in our minds to accept. We only drive on one template and we don't think we can live in another template in our minds. But if you prepare yourself and you tell yourself, hey, you know what? The way I want my life to change, let me see what that looks like in my head. Who would I be? How would I look? How would I dress? Where would I go? What people would I seek that can teach me, that can mentor me, that can help me? And who else can I help that's where I am today so that I can see that I'm not there anymore? That I'm just not there anymore. So that you know that you have grown consciously, so that you can see in your mind that you took a step out of the box that goes from thinking you're going to be happy one day to being happy today. Tell your mind that it can do it. It truly is. That's simple. You have to start to start. You have to be able to talk to yourself. You can ask God. You can, you know, talk to your family and ask them for support. Like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be doing something I've always wanted to do. I'm not used to myself in this way. Please let me be patient with me so that I can grow into this person I know I can be, because this is what I'm looking for. I just don't know how to be there yet. And just you saying that, just saying it, opens your mind to the acceptance that it's you too. That it's you too. It's me too. It's me too. The crazy thing, you know, I do the radio show every single day. And ever since they did that sponsored ads on Facebook, I say, wow, look at what this person's talking about. Looking what that person's talking about. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's doing it. Why am I not doing it? Oh, well, that's easy. I don't have money for sponsored ads. because I learned to starve. Oh, I don't have money. Well, that's why I don't have money, because I wasn't doing those things. But it wasn't because of the money. Christ has always said, it's never about the money. I realized that me changing how I do my work was my bigger challenge. It was my biggest challenge, actually, because I enjoyed the privacy. I enjoyed helping people and not asking for anything back, because that made me feel good. But then I realized that I couldn't pay bills. But then I said, that's okay, because my work is more important. And it gave me this great feeling. But at the same time, it got really old after a while to build a network of support behind my work, because I started to feel like I needed new thoughts to encourage a new growth, because now I was in repetition. And every time we hit that point of repetition in our bodies, I see Empowerment of Gift Readings in the chat. That's the name of, I guess, a radio show. She says, this is a message from God right now, your mind, body, and soul. It's all about the power. The power that we have, the love that we have, that exists in us. It's an endless, you can put your hand in that pocket anytime and you will find your pocket full of it. The trick is putting your hand in the pocket and realizing that and asking for help, for empowerment to transition your mind from where it is to accepting who you are today. You know what? I'm a person who does this. This is how I've done it so far. But now I want to do more of it. So for me to do more of it, I have to build bridges out of where I'm at to where I'm going. And when you build those bridges one at a time, you can cross them one at a time. You can walk across it every step of the way and grow into the person you know you could be without that shock of like winning a lottery ticket and going from 0 to 60 and then getting rid of what you got so you can go back to who you were. All about transitions. It's all about facing the discomfort, because that discomfort is what attracts you to trying to grow through it. So you can't take discomfort as a sign that it's not good. That's the best thing you can ask for, because that's where your motivation builds. That's where your excitement comes in, instead of fear. Ask for what you need. Identify, not that, oh, well, I just need money. Everyone does, but how? How will you accept that money? It's not about how you'll get it. Once you can accept getting it, you'll find ways to get it. You yourself have to accept it. That's how we learn to accept our own happiness. That's where we learn to say, I am that person that I knew I could be, and now I am that person. Wow. You guys, I already ran out of time. Today's show felt like 3 minutes, but I will see you tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.